thankful to the Lord our God again this morning for his blessings and mercy, and for those that have lifted up their voices to praise the name of a mighty God. Yes. Scripture reading this morning, St. Luke 10, and I'll read verses 30 through 34 for your consideration. Supporting scripture coming from St. Matthew 25 and 40. The Bible reads this morning, and Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, but stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, went to him and bound up his wound, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him." Supporting scripture, Matthew 25 and 40. "And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." The base of those verses, we use a thought of subject this morning: love is what love does. Love is what love does. But I thank God that the Bible declares that we have another building that is eternal in the heavens, not made by the hands of man. So I thank God for that hope in Jesus this morning that I pray that we all have. We're thankful to God this morning for allowing us an opportunity to come. We are excited again this morning about seeing Reverend Ramsey back in the house in the sheepfold. God is blessing and God is good. Every man got to work out his own soul salvation, but in order for his family to eat, every man got to work on their job. So we understand when a man, woman got to do what you got to do. But just because you're not in here, that don't mean you don't praise him. Now, I'm not saying use that as an excuse to stay out there, because we just talked about a few weeks ago how important it is for us to come and assemble ourselves together, because we are not in it all by ourselves. So we need one another. We are glad to be here, but we understand that no one is able to be here all the time. But you ought to have a mindset that I want to be in the number. I want to be in the house of the Lord. I want to be where the Spirit of the Lord is moving and where I know that God is right there by my side. The good thing for each and every one of us is knowing that that same God that we expect to be in here, he ought to be at your house. I'm sure that every believer in here left God at your house, and you thought you left him, but he came right out the door, got in the car with you, rode with you all the way over to Fowles Chapel, and sat right there with you on that pew, looking at you and wondering what you're going to do now that you are here. What are you willing to sacrifice for the Lord even on this day when the Lord God has been so good? What a blessing it is for us to be together one more time in this place of worship, coming to lift up and praise the name of a loving God and to give God thanks for all that the Lord God is doing for us. It's just another day in which we owe God a sacrifice of praise. For in his word, we are taught that everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. So we declare that we are yet counted amongst the living. So if we are amongst the living, let us be mindful to be obedient to God's will and to his mighty word, doing those things that are pleasing to God. So many times we find ourselves trying to please one another. But we got to learn that we got to obey God rather than man. We got to try to pattern our lives in a way that we will please God, even if we're not happy with ourselves. If we can please God, everything will be all right. We want to do things according to the word of God, and because it is him that has made us, not we ourselves. We serve and we belong to a God that the Bible declares loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for our sins. And after dying, whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but the Bible says we have everlasting life. This was and is the love that he has for the people of God this morning. And as we pray and remember that the word says that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, then turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal the land. So until we, the people of God, humble ourselves at the feet of God, sickness is going to continue to be all around us. Death is going to continue to be in the midst of us. But in all of that, the Bible declares that if we are able or willing to turn from our wicked ways, God says, I will heal the land. If God heals the land, then we know that there can be complete healing. There are times that there are those of us in here that have some situations or things happen in our lives, and we are not 100%. We'll never get to be 100% anymore, but we are what we are. But in the midst of whatever percentage that we've lost, God is still good. God is still worthy of all of our praises. Just think, if I could not lift up my hands in praise, I would just want to think that in my mind and in my heart, God knows that I want to lift them up. And if I can't lift my hands up, I just keep my feet. I do something. You ought to be able to show some kind of sign that you thank God for what the Lord God is doing for you. Didn't no clock wake you up this morning? The alarm might have went off, but if God had not given you your hearing, then you wouldn't have heard the clock. So you see, I had to have God in the midst of that situation in order just to hear that. And once you heard it, then that brain made you realize it's time now to get up. And how many of you know that a lot of time we say, not now. Lay over and get you another wink or two. But at some point, you must realize that every day you live is a day that God has blessed you. We belong to a God that we can call on any time of the day or the night. And when we call on God, God wants us to reverence him and to honor him and to let him know just how much we love him. God is love, and if we love God, then we ought to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. We ought to be willing to serve and to do things one for another, knowing that regardless of what we may say out of our mouths, we are our brother's keeper, because we need to be there for one another. There are times when it seems like I'm all right, I can do it all by myself, but then there are times when I need just a little helping hand. If it's nothing but just hold a nail while I hammer it in, or hold a stick while I go get something else, everybody needs somebody at some time. The Bible declared that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. So we should be willing to help one another along the way and not do it grudgingly, but do it with a spirit of joy, with a spirit of gladness. I'm glad to be able to do something for somebody that I love. I'm glad to do something for somebody that I even like. And it's even better sometimes when you can bend over backwards and do something for somebody that don't like you. It does not mean that you're necessarily giving them anything, but if you're just giving them your time, if you're giving them your voice, if you're giving them your kindness, and in return they're being hateful and nasty to you, but you are still able to override that and still say good morning or how you're doing. And a lot of time when folk are like that, you will walk away and say, Lord, bless them. Lord, forgive them. Lord, help me hold my tongue so I don't meet them where they are. You can't allow the enemy to pull you in to his mess. So we got to understand this morning that as we continue day by day, we got to trust the power of a loving God. We got to know that there's joy in doing things for other people. And I don't know about you, but it ought to make you feel good when you can make somebody else feel good. If you make them feel good, and some of us, we began to think that it take a whole lot. Sometimes it don't take nothing but just opening up your mouth and say, don't you know I was just thinking about you? And maybe that person hadn't been thought about all week long. And just to hear your voice and know that somebody cares, you have helped somebody along the way. Don't always think in material things or money matters, that you can help somebody just by being a good friend. You can help somebody sometimes just by keeping your mouth shut. You can help somebody sometime by not keeping your mouth shut and opening up and saying what the Lord God had put on your heart to say. But you got to try the spirit by the spirit. You got to be honest with yourself and honest with the Lord and stop saying that God said this. And if you said it, just be honest enough to say, this is what I got to say to you.
That's right. There you go.
There you go. Don't try to use God. As we continue the celebration of Black History this month, also known as the Month of Love, showing kindness and appreciation for the love that we have one for another, to all of those special people in our lives that makes our heart move and makes us feel like doing something for somebody else. That thing that we call love, that we say that we love one another and we bid one another Godspeed, that God will bless you and keep you in his loving care. When we talk about this love, it's a time to give of oneself in an unselfish manner. See, a lot of times when we talk about love, we get selfish because we want it the way we want it. But we got to understand that love is what it is. Love is a word that emotion that provokes action. Love is of God. And that love should flow from breast to breast and from heart to heart. And love of God should come easy. Why is it so hard for us to love one another? I know that the enemy is always busy. I know that everybody that smiles in your face don't like you, but you can still love. You can even love them that don't like you. What I found out is that I got to love you at a distance, because if I get too close to you, you mess up some things in my spirit. So some folk you can't hang too close to, because they old nasty negative spirit will jump in you. But if you love somebody, if you got love of God, you can put up with it until it changes. You will see individuals begin to change because you done loved your way through. Whole lot of folk that don't like you, if you never did anything to them, at some point in their life, they gonna respect you if nothing else. Because if they can't say you've done anything to harm them, then they don't have a battle anyway. You got to learn to love one another just because you love them. And I heard somebody say, I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Isn't that good? Because some folk are so mean, some folk are so private, some folk have their own mindset that if they could, they'd take all the love you want to give them and throw it off to the side. You know anybody in here or anybody in your life that you might know or think that they love you, but you don't really want their love? Oh, come on. You can be honest. I'm not talking about you got to be all Mitch and Mashy and all that kind of stuff. I'm just talking about love. Just pure old love, loving one another. Just because. I love you because you're my brother. I I love you because you took time out to speak to me. I love these children because they take time to listen to what I got to say, and they throw their little arms around my legs and they love me back. So I love them. Yeah. But I thank God that I can love them before they love me back. Because the God that gave me love gave me an unconditional love, and I want to love you unconditionally. But how many of you know we don't get everything we want? We don't do everything that's in our mind to do. Because sometimes, even though we got the right mindset, the flesh part of us expect other things. So we got to be very careful of the mere fact that every man, every woman got to know what real love is all about. God's love is very easy. And whether you're a man, woman, boy, or girl, you ought to know something about love. Now, one thing about love is that there are two sides of love. Meaning that you ought to be able to be on both sides of it. Meaning that you ought to give love and you ought to be able to receive love. That's the two sides. One side I'm giving, the other side I'm receiving. Now, how many times do you know that you give love and you don't get love back? How many times have you heard that 50-50 love won't do? Anybody know anything about that? You're going to love somebody 100%. How much do you want? I ain't going to mess with you. I'm going to go on. Because the thing is, you either love God or you don't. You love one another or you don't. You want to hear the word or you don't. You're going to be a witness or you're not. So if you don't want to be a witness, it's all right. Because there's somebody in the house that's going to be a witness to what is the truth. And I thank God, because every now and again I have to sneak back in history. And my pastor taught me that if you won't say amen, he told me to put something in my pocket. Don't never forget what you learned. Those things come in handy just when you need them the most. Jesus himself says a new commandment that I give unto you. That ye love one another as I have loved you. Love ye one another. To those of us that live by the word and believe that there is life after death, and that life will be eternal life. The concept of loving God teaches that it should be done wholeheartedly. Don't you know when you say you love God, you ought to give God your all in all. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. These words were part of the Jewish daily devotion so that they would be accustomed to talking to God and knowing the love of God and knowing just how much of themselves they needed to give back to God. That's why it bothers me sometimes that we can come into the house of God as if we come to be entertained. We can come into the house of God. Everybody may not be a spokesperson and want to get up and testify, but you got a testimony. If the Lord God has done anything in your life or in your family's life, then you got a testimony. And if you got somebody laid down that is not able to speak for themselves, then you got to be their voice every now and again and let the other people of God know that God is still a healer. God is still a keeper. My brother's not able to tell you this morning, but I'm here to let you know that he still lives. So we got to give God our all in all. We got to love God with everything that we got. And we got to also know that the word of God teaches that we shouldn't have grudges or revenge against people, but we got to have a love that we can even love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But too many of us are still stuck in me, mine, I. We don't care much about other folk no more. There was a time that the community was a real community. And we loved one another. It didn't matter what your name was. It didn't matter if you had a car in the yard or didn't have a car in the yard. Everybody treated one another like somebody. Folk on the street that had a car let the other folk that didn't have a car catch a ride every now and then. Anybody remember the time when you didn't have a telephone? Everybody come by and, can I use your phone? You get on the phone and everybody on the phone. Better watch what you say on the phone. Time done changed, hadn't it? I know a whole lot of us glad because when too many folk had that phone line tied up too long, you can't get on or they get off. Wasn't no such thing as call waiting. No, you going to wait till I get through talking and then you can have the line. Look where he brought us from. Now everyone, well, I won't say every one of us because that'll be a lie. Almost every one of us walking around with a phone in our pocket or in our purse. Call waiting and forwarding and all kinds of junk. And we still can't communicate. We see what we want to see. We hear what we want to see, hear. And then when we're supposed to be somewhere, I forgot that. How you forget in modern day? Click that text and look back at the time you were supposed to be where you were supposed to be. And instead of clicking and texting all the way there, be still, put the phone down, get your clothes on, get out the door, and be on time. We love them phone more than we love one another now. First thing, I got in the car last night. Where's my phone? I left my phone. Call the home. Tell them to bring it. But I couldn't get it last night. Some of you leave your baby home and don't even call back to check on him. But leave that phone at home. I got to go back. I know I'm running late, but I got to get that phone. Am I talking to anybody in here? Fess up, fess up. So if we love God like we love that telephone, if we love God like we love Facebook, if I believe if you get on Facebook and all you see was Jesus, 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 Jesus. Some of you get off Facebook. We love what we love. When you love something, you got a lot of respect, a high regard, a great affection and feelings. Biblically, when you love, the Bible said love suffereth long. In this 13th chapter of Corinthians, you find the definition of love. And I'm not going to read all those verses. You know all about love. Love can put up with some things. Love won't put up with some things. The kind of love we got. But the kind of love God talks about said that we can take some stuff. We can put up with some stuff. And we can have faith, love, and hope. But the greatest of these is your love. So you got to learn how to love one another. When you love one another, then you don't mind doing for one another. But see, we got a problem with the fact that I want to help who I want to help. And those folk I don't know, I don't want to do anything for them. Well, now God has some judgments for that kind of action. The Bible said that when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all of his holy angels with him as he sits on the throne, that he's going to gather all of the nations together and he's going to separate us. He's going to put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. And what's going to happen, the king is going to say to the ones on the right, come blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the very world. For when I got hungry, you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you allowed me to come in. Naked, you clothed me. Sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. Then the righteous answered him, saying, Lord, I don't remember when I did these things for you. When did I feed you? Or God, when did I give you anything to drink?
Bible said, well, we saw there a stranger and took thee in or naked or gave you any clothes. But now the Bible said that the King Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of my brethren. See, God wants us not to have respect of persons. It doesn't matter what position you may have in society. We ought to be able to, if we're going to be a help, be a help. We can't pick and choose who we're going to help. The Bible said, for the least of these, my brother, ye did it unto me. Then shall he say also unto those that are on the left hand, all them goats, depart from me. You are cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So you got to make up your choice. What are you going to do with the love that God has given you? The Bible declares when, you know, when they didn't quite understand. It said, I was hungry, you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything. When I was a stranger, you left me outside in the cold and in the rain. Without clothes and sick and in prison, and nobody came to see about me. We got some folk that's their story this morning. They're in bondage and nobody is going by to see about this. But now the thing is that when they were loose, they didn't go by and see about nobody. See, you got to reap what you sow. If you don't do what's right about other folk, then other folk are not going to do right by you. Bible said, verily I say unto you, in as much as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. So we got to learn that in this thing called love, we got to do what we got to do. We got to know that love is love that should be unconditional. We should have a love this morning that will let us know that everything will work out for our good. We got to learn how to put on the characteristics of Jesus the Christ. Everybody talking about they got the love of Jesus. But I wonder where your love is. Love is this morning what love does. So if you don't do anything for anybody, that's not showing a good sign of love. There's some folk that think that they got all of the answers. Some folk think that I can do it my own kind of way. But I just stopped by to let you know this morning that there come a time you got to be real. There come a time that you can't try to trick the Lord God. That there's some folk that like to say one thing but mean something else. But I want to let you know that God knows exactly what's going on in your mind. Most of all, God knows what's in your heart. For the Bible declared that on one occasion that a lawyer came to Jesus. And he tempted him and said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? How do you read it? Man answered the Lord, he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. He said, you have answered right. If you do this, thou shalt live. But how many of you know sometimes we want to justify what we want to do? We're not going to do it God's way, but we want to do it our way. For the man God said that I want to know, Jesus, who is my neighbor. I want you to know that your neighbor is not just the one that's on your block. Your neighbor is not just the one in your community, but your neighbor is any and everybody that might need a helping hand. Do you know anything about loving one another? Do you know that there come a time that you got to do what you can for one another? Bible said that God gave them a parable. So there was a certain man that went down from Jerusalem going on his way to Jericho. On his way down there, he ran into some thieves. Bible said that they beat him and left him laying there half dead. Stripped him of all of his clothes. Took everything that he had out of his pocket. And now the man that landed on the side side of the road? Have you ever been stranded on the side of the road? Have you ever been down and out and didn't know how you're going to make it? But if you use your spiritual imagination this morning, here this man is laying down on the side of the road. Bible said that a priest came down that way. Now, a priest being a man of God ought to took time out to help the man. But the Bible declared that he passed by on the other side. Don't you know too many religious folk talking about we love God, talking about we on the Lord's side, but we don't have time for nobody or nothing. If you love God, then you ought to love your brother. If you love God, you ought to love that one that's down and out. If you're down in the dumps this morning, you ought to know that there is somebody that's going to come to your rescue. There's somebody this morning that realized what you're going through. The priest didn't have time to stop. Then the Levite came by. Now, Levite was one of those that worked in the temple. He worked right along with the priest. He didn't offer the sacrifice, but he got everything ready. And he knew about the word of God. He knew about the love of God. He knew that he ought to do something for the man of God. But because he was on his way somewhere, the Bible said he looked at the man and he went back on the other side. Don't you know if you got a child of God and you see a man laying down on the bed of affliction, you ought to reach down a helping hand, lift that man up off the ground. But I want to let you know that sometimes the very one that walk with you, sometimes your very own folk, they'll leave you laying right there half dead. For the Bible declared that this certain man, it didn't give his name, but he must have been a Jew, because they make very special recognition when the Samaritan comes along. The Bible say after the Levite went by, that a certain Samaritan came along the way. Now the Samaritans and the Jews didn't have any types of dealing, but I want to let you know that love has no respect of person. Love don't see color. Love don't see status. Love don't see what you got. But love is just what love is. Love is what love does. I see love now coming in the form of a Samaritan. That Samaritan looked down at the man. The Bible said when he looked on him, he had compassion on him. Compassion means that he had empathy and love. He loved this man even though he didn't know the man. Love made him jump into action. Love made him get off his beast. Go and pour in all. He began to bound up the man's wound. Put the man on his own beast. Took the man to an inn to get some more help. I want to let you know that the Lord God said and asked the man the question. Now, which one of these three was his neighbor? The good Samaritan, the one that shows love, the one that would get up off the stool of do nothing, the one that is not so selfish that he can look at somebody else, realize that I ought to be a help to somebody, I ought to be able to come out of my comfort zone, I ought to be able to help my brother, help my sister along the way. I want to let you know this morning that if you say you got love, then love is what love does. Love your brother. Love your sister. Love even your enemy. You gotta let love, it's a love make the world go round. Love is a dangerous thing, cause love will make you act a fool sometimes. But if you don't have the right kind of love, love will bring you in the check and make you realize exactly who you belong to. We belong to a loving God. For God so loved us that he allowed his son to die in our stead. Love is what love does. What greater love than this, that a man that will lay down his life for his friends. That's the kind of love God has. And Jesus in his teaching tells us, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Love is what love does. So now, if you were given an opportunity to choose who you would be out of the three, who would you rather be? Some folk think with all of what they think ministry is, I want to be the priest. I want to be Levite. They got position. They got authority. But undoubtedly, they didn't have the right kind of love that day. So Jesus lets us know that sometimes the one that you least expect to get help from is the one that's going to show you love. It might not be the preacher man to come by. It might not be the workers in the church to come by. But it might be that one that you passed last week on his way to the store. He heard that you were sick and just stopped by to say hello. But when he stopped by, you needed somebody to do something. If it wasn't nothing but bring you a glass of water so you could take your medication. Love is what love does.